Good day, good day. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast, Shall We Gab? I am Lady Kendra YB, and I'm coming to you with the best podcast in the whole entire world, and it's left up to you to decide for yourself. I believe it. I hope you do too after listening. If you are not having an amazing day, I hope that you are, but if you're not having an amazing day so far, I just want you to keep on living, because I serve a God who can turn around any kind of day. He is a miracle worker. He's a lifter up of our heads, and he is a mind regulator, a peace giver, and he's a heart mender. I know that he can do the same things for you. I hope that you enjoy today's content, because we're going to get into something really, really, really good today. So please join us. Please put your listening ears on for the next 30 minutes, and we will attempt to bless your life. Good day, good day. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shall We Gab? I have so much that I want to talk to you about. On today, I've learned some new terms, or a new term, for something that I thought was the same thing. So we're going to just dig right on into this. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but there's a term that's being thrown around now called trauma dumping. In my mind, I thought it was called venting, but I recently came across this article that says there's a difference, and it says that first let's get into what trauma dumping is, or let's start with the most familiar term for my generation. I don't know about the new generation, because this different generation now knows what trauma dumping is because they came up with it. However, when I was growing up, we didn't have such a thing called trauma dumping. So we're going to start with the most familiar definition that for me, the most familiar definition for me that I know of, which is venting. And they said in this article, of which I will mention where I got it from here in a minute, it says this venting is when you share your frustrations with someone you trust to reduce your stress, and you're intentional about what you share and aware that you're venting. You may say something like, "Can I just vent for 5 minutes?" Makes sense, right? And I think that's a pretty good definition for it. But then here's trauma dumping. Trauma dumping is when you overshare difficult or intimate personal information without the other person's consent, or during inappropriate times. You don't consider how your words impact the listener, and you're not open to advice or solutions. It says people who trauma dump tend to have intense feelings, express emotion excessively, and share indiscriminately. In some instances, you could have an underlying problem such as a borderline personality disorder, oh my, post-traumatic stress disorder, or depression that affects your behavior. However, oftentimes that is not the case. So that's the difference. It says that when you are venting, you ask for permission, and you're intentional about what it is that you're saying. Like, you have already filtered, or you're filtering what you're going to say to said person about your stressors or what's happening to you at the moment. Trauma dumping is when you just impose your feelings and your emotions onto a person without getting their permission, and you're not considerate of how they even feel about your dumping of trauma onto them. So I guess my question is, how do you know? What's the difference? How do you know when you're trauma dumping versus when you're venting? For me, I'm a very private person. I don't tend to do either one to anyone except for my husband. My husband is my very best friend in the whole wide world. He's a person that I know if I do either or, I know that I can trust him with the information that I'm giving him. Whether I'm pretty sure I have trauma dumped on him before. And I'm pretty sure, I know for a fact that I have vented to him before, but it's a safe space for me. And I feel like I'm the same for him. If he's listening to this, I'm sure he is. I'm pretty sure he would agree that I am that space for him as well, that safe space. But I don't believe I've ever trauma dumped on anyone. If I have, and you're out there and you're listening, I apologize. It was not my intent. I have vented to someone in an unsafe space before that I did not know. I had no knowledge that this was an unsafe space because this person made themselves available to me as if it was a place of safety for me to say, you know what, this is what's going on with me or whatever. Can I vent to you for a few minutes? And they would say, oh yeah, no. It's safe with me. It won't go nowhere. But I found out that because they were upset with something or got upset with me, still for me, not knowing why, you know, I don't have any idea why they were upset with me. I feel like, and I have no definite proof, but I can tell by the way someone else has been moving, you know, how they've been kind of treating me, that there was information shared from my vent to that person. And so I've since learned that, and I don't usually do that. Let me say this. I don't usually do that because I'm a very private person. And so I don't usually do that. So in an attempt to step out of my comfort zone and have friends, because people say you need friends, and I have friends, but I decided to step out of my comfort zone and give another person a chance to be my friend, and that kind of blew up in my face. However, at the end of the day, I'm good. I'm assuming that they're good. I'm assuming that the person who was moving a little different is good. We haven't had a conversation. I think we all just decided to move on, which is okay because I don't have a problem. But I'm just saying, my advice to you would be, whether you're venting or trauma dumping, which I hope you're not trauma dumping now that I know the difference, whether you're venting, make sure that you're doing it to a safe space, to someone who can handle, who is mature enough, who has the capacity, who has the space, maturity to contain, to hold on to what it is that you give. But some people, you know, please be aware that some people are not that, even if they make themselves available. Every available space to vent is not a safe space to vent. And most times we find that out by trial and error. And so I hope this podcast or this information keeps you from getting out there and getting your feelings hurt and being in an unsafe space, even when you're stressed. This is why we need to get therapy, Black people in general. I think we've started a trend now. This generation here is teaching my generation that therapy is okay. So if you're going to do either or, trauma dump, which is at this point, if you're going to therapy, I think that cancels that out. But if you're going to vent to a therapist who is bound by law to not share your information, okay, vent to that person. That's one of the safest ways to do it, to them and to Jesus. To them, vent to them, and vent to Jesus. And if you have a significant or other that you know is your best friend and you can pour into them, then that's another avenue. Or if you have a best friend that has been proven, then vent to them. But the best way, the safest way, is therapy. But anyway, how do you know the difference? How can you tell if you're trauma dumping? Well, Dr. Jones, from this article that I just came across and was reading, says that these are the things that you need to pay attention to. You need to pay attention to the why you are sharing whatever it is that you're sharing. And number two, whether you are giving the other person a chance to reciprocate, ask questions, or provide feedback. So when you don't give them the opportunity to give feedback, then that's a sign that you're trauma dumping. Some people in this article, it says that some people are prone to trauma dumping. And it says if you're prone to trauma dumping. And it says, if you find that you're prone to trauma dumping, it says, examine your relationships, identify what triggers your difficult emotions and your desire to overshare. It's oversharing. Okay. And to ask yourself why it's important to share this information or what you hope to gain from it. What do you hope to gain from it? It says you can set personal boundaries and only discuss certain topics with people closest to you who you trust the most and who you have asked about sharing this type of information. So I have found out that even sometimes before I would ask my husband early on in our relationship, I'd say, hey, babe, can I vent to you? Can I talk to you about something without you getting upset? I don't want any advice. I just want to get this off of me. And now I see that that may be trauma dumping onto my husband. Is there a time where trauma dumping onto your spouse is okay? Is trauma dumping on your spouse okay? I mean, I think my opinion is that if you're married to someone, they should be able to take on whatever it is. I mean, not saying that they should be abused. You should never abuse your mate or whatever, but I feel like in some instances, they should be able to be a support system for you in that area. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. You can shoot me a quick message and give me your opinion. I want to know what you think about that. Can you trauma dump onto your spouse? I think if your spouse is mature enough to handle that, okay. But if they're not, or if they're not even mature, but if they may be something going on themselves, maybe they're too fragile for the trauma dumping that you're going to do. You have to really know your spouse. And so I don't know, is trauma dumping on your spouse okay? Is that okay? Is that a problem? It says the bottom line, venting is a healthy way to share negative emotions and reduce stress. Venting is healthy. But with trauma dumping, you overshare in a way that makes the listener feel overwhelmed and ignored or ignored. I don't know. I understand. I've been that person that's been the trauma dumpy, the person who's been trauma dumped on. And I know that that person had no intention of ever hearing me out or hearing what I had to say. They just wanted to get some stuff off of their chest. Now, where they ended up feeling better about it, I ended up being loaded and bogged down. So I'm going to say it's never okay to let anyone trauma dump on you. So I guess that goes back to answer my question about the spouse. Should you trauma dump on your spouse? I think therapy is a good in between for that. So it says, if you feel your conversations lean toward trauma dumping and you'd like to get help for behavioral health from a behavioral health professional, it says that you can reach out to bannerhealth.com. Now, I have not tested and approved bannerhealth.com, so I don't know if they're a good site for you to reach out to get help or not. So let me put that in there. I have not reached out to them. I have not tested and approved them. However, this is the article that I read, and they said that they're available to help you with this if you're having problems where you feel like your conversations are leaning towards more of a trauma dump than it is venting. I, however, have not tested and approved them for that. And they very well may be good. So if you hear this podcast and you go to bannerhealth.com because you feel like that you have been leaning more towards being the trauma dumper, and you've checked them out and they seem to be good, please call in, message us, let us know, give me information. Let me know how it went. How did it work out for you? Were they a good source? Were they not? I know this article is good, but I don't know if their advice is that good. So check it out and see if trauma dumping is good. I mean, not trauma dumping is good. I'm sorry. If bannerhealth.com, and that's BannerHealth.com. Okay. Check it out, I guess, and see if you're having these problems. If this is you, check and see if, I guess, maybe reach out to them. I don't know. I don't want to push you in that direction. If you don't go, if you don't think you should go, it's okay. If you have a therapist already, check with your therapist. Check with your therapist. Check with your therapist. Black people, check with your therapist. Older people in my generation, and I shouldn't say black people, I should say people of my age who were born in the 70s. Okay, in the 70s and maybe even earlier than that, go to therapy. It's okay to have Jesus in therapy. I don't know what it is about our community, our age group, that feel like having therapy or going to therapy categorizes you as someone who has lost their mind or is losing their mind. Therapy is healthy. It's a checkup for your mind, for your brain. It's a release for your brain, for your emotions, for those type of things. And we need to go get those things checked. I'm currently looking to do that. So if you're having a crisis, go get your brain checked. And I don't mean like brain. I mean your mind. Because, you know, I don't mean like the organ, your brain. I mean your mind, your emotions, your feelings, those type of things. Because what we do is we'll go get our heart checked if we have a funny feeling in our heart. We'll go get, you know, our leg checked if our leg is messed up or out of whack or is different or it has something different going on with it. We get our physical body checked up if there's something going on with our physical body. But when our mental body, our mental health is in trouble, then we just try to deal with that on our own. And that is not a good thing to do, because you're not an expert. You might not know how to maneuver through all these feelings and these emotions and how you're feeling appropriately. And I know this to be true because some of our actions and how we are getting through life reflects that we are the ones who are trying to navigate ourselves through this mental breakdown that we, you, he, she, or me might be having. So it is important that you get professional help. And that area is important to do so. It may not even be anything real big. Maybe you just need someone to talk to, or someone to vent to tell them that, hey, you know what, when I was a child, you know, I found out I had a trigger. It doesn't always happen right away. You don't always know that you need it. Sometimes it's a trigger. Sometimes you've been moving throughout life, responding to triggers in a way, and you had no idea that that was a trigger for you until you go sit down with somebody. And it may be awkward at first. You may not even have anything really crazy to say, but I know that just sitting down, talking to someone who doesn't really know you, who doesn't have a whole lot of input on your growth, your growing up and your life, or up until this point, is somewhat safe, or it feels somewhat safe. And it feels like you can get into that space and talk to that person and just spill all your guts and not have to worry about being judged or attacked or betrayed because of what you've experienced or feel in the moment. So therapy is great. Say it with me. Therapy is great. Go get one. Go see one. If you know of any great therapist out there, please send us at Shall We Gab a good therapist. Send us one so that we can share them with the world, share the therapist with the world. Now, I won't tell where I got the therapist from because some of us are so very, very sensitive about our information getting out. I am sensitive about my information getting out. However, not my information getting out, but my business, you know, like I'm very quiet about my business. Not that I'm doing anything wrong or anything that can't be seen from the whole world. But I still like to move in silence, and that's okay. So anyway, if you know of a good therapist that we can post about, or that we can put in our community for people to go see, please let us know. We will make sure that we give a shout out to a therapist out here, or push the therapist out here in our community, so that we can make sure that we are also taking care of our mental and emotional health. Our mental and emotional health. So again, back to the front. Do you trauma dump? Have you ever trauma dumped in your life? Have you ever trauma dumped? Or are you just a venture? Have you experienced betrayal from venting before to what you thought may have been, or to whom you thought may have been a safe space? Have you experienced that? We want to make sure that we are, if we do vent, we're venting in a safe space. So make sure that you discern who it is that you are talking to, who it is that you are venting to. Be intentional, like the post said, or like the article said, be intentional about the information that you're sharing. Be intentional about who you're sharing it with. Make sure you ask for permission first. It should sound something like this. Hey, do you mind if I vent to you for a few minutes? Give me just about 5 minutes if that's okay. And if it's okay, they'll say, oh, sure. But if they say, you know what? Nah, right now I can't. I have a lot going on myself, so I'm not in a safe space for you right now. Don't get upset if they're honest with you and they say, not right now. I'm not a safe space for you at this moment right now. Be okay with that. And then go to God and go to your therapist. If you thought that was your person and there is no one else and today they're not available, it's okay for them to be unavailable. It's okay. Don't get in your feelings about it. Find somebody else to do it. Okay. Find somebody else to do it. That's okay. So I want you to like, comment, share this podcast, if you know of anyone who may need to hear this about the difference between trauma dumping and venting, please share it with them. Or if it was just interesting to you and you had no idea that there was a such thing as trauma dumping, like myself, share it with somebody else who you may think didn't know as well. I am Kendra, and I appreciate it. Lady YB, I'm sorry, y'all. I am just fumbling all over my words, which is one of the reasons why I was a little nervous about doing a podcast, but I understand and know now that I'm just having a conversation with you, and every word is not going to come out perfect, and that's okay. So if you are out there and you are waiting like I did to do a podcast, I mean, I've done one before, but if you're waiting to do a podcast simply because you feel like you stumble over your words, do not let that be your holdup. Okay. Do it. Give the information that God has given you to give out to people. You may be the voice that someone needs to hear in order to be delivered and set free from something. Anyway, like, share, comment, share, tune in every week. We're going to have some good information, and I'm going to have some good guests on here very, very soon. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I hope that you found some information that you can share and that you can apply to your own life. I hope that this is something that you'll be interested in. Let me first say I'm not an influencer, so I'm not trying to influence you in any way to do anything different aside from follow God if that's not what you've been doing. But I'm just on here doing what I know God gave me the gift to do, and that's sharing information with you, encouraging you, lifting you up, pushing you into a better direction than what you're in. That is my gift. That is what I want to do. I want to uplift you. I want to make you feel better about life. I want to give you information that you may not have always had. I want to pour into you so that you will understand that you are who God says you are. I want you to be your best self. So shall we gab us about that? Shall we gab us about that? So thank you so much for tuning in. We shall see you again next week. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to the Shall We Gab podcast. I hope that today you enjoyed the trauma dumping versus venting episode. And if you're like me and had no idea what trauma dumping was because you were born in the 70s and we just called it venting, we have information for you. You can simply just listen to the podcast over again, or if you want to dig in and get more information, I have included the website for the page that we got this information from on my Instagram social media platform at Shelly Gab, or you can look on my blog at lady-kyb.blogspot.com to get all of the information that I was sharing on today's podcast. Please share it with somebody.